Batter up. Tonight, the Atlanta Braves host their first World Series game in two decades, but it's under a cloud of controversy. Pressure is mounting for the Braves to change their name and to ditch the tomahawk chop that their fans do. Some Native Americans deem it offensive. But as Emil Moffitt of member station WABE in Atlanta reports, change seems unlikely.
2 years ago, when the Braves faced St. Louis in the playoffs, Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley bristled at Braves fans who waved foam tomahawks as he warmed up on the mound.
Well, the good news for Helsley as a rookie, made the roster. Bad news, here he is in the eighth inning having to pitch in a tight ball game.
After the game, Helsley, a member of the Cherokee Nation, told a reporter that the scene was disappointing and disrespectful. The Braves responded the next day and stopped giving out foam tomahawks. The team later dropped its slogan, Chop On, but the chop itself remains to this day. At key moments of each Braves home game, a drumbeat swells over the PA system. Fans begin waving their arms up and down in a chopping motion. During pitching changes, the team dims the stadium lights, and the chop is illuminated by smartphones.
You know, focusing on the fact that people are swinging their arm at a baseball game as an issue for Indian country is totally missing the mark.
As principal chief of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, Richard Sneed has worked closely with the Braves. He says he gets why some in the Native community don't like the chop or the name, but says the focus should instead be on larger issues like disproportionate incarceration rates, as well as expanding access to natural resources and strengthening treaty rights.
As a tribal leader, it gets a bit frustrating when, you know, the only thing that seems to get attention is, you know, the name of a sports team.
Controversy has swirled around the Braves for decades. As recently as the mid-1980s, the team employed a man in a headdress who watched the game from a teepee in the outfield. He went by the name Chief Nakahoma.
And the Braves take the field as the chief makes his way toward his teepee.
Fast forward to 2021. The Braves have a Native American working group, and there's a permanent display at the ballpark documenting the Native communities who once lived in Georgia. These efforts have been enough for Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred.
I am 100% certain that the Braves understand what the Native American community in their region believes and that they've acted in accordance with that understanding.
The National Congress of American Indians rebuked Manfred's stance. In a statement, it said Native people are not mascots and described the tomahawk chop as dehumanizing. Stephanie Freiberg is a professor of psychology at the University of Michigan and a member of the Tulalip tribes. She says even if some are okay with it, the use of Native American names and symbols by sports teams can still do harm.
There's just so many adverse effects for Native youth. You know, you see decreased self-esteem, community worth, academic aspirations, increased stress, depression, suicide ideation.
She says in an era focused on social justice, this impact should give pro sports teams enough reason to change.
How many Native children do we have to hold up as being hurt before we think it's too many?
Next year, the Major League Baseball team in Cleveland will change its name from the Indians to the Guardians. The NFL team in Washington, D.C. is also set to play under a new name, but it's likely the Braves will still be known as the Braves. For Here and Now, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.